This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Census Bureau confirmed today what many had suspected. Colorado will gain a congressional district in 2022. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In the last 10 years, Colorado's population grew by more than 725,000. It was enough to snag an eighth seat in the House of Representatives. It will also give the state an additional Electoral College vote. This announcement means the Independent Redistricting Commission officially has the go-ahead to create an 8th district, marking the start of a once-a-decade political fight as Democrats and Republicans jockey for an edge. The commission is charged with creating a map that's competitive, but also keeps communities of interest together. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado school districts would have to strengthen the way they deal with bullying under a proposal in the legislature. Students testified that schools often label bullying as conflict. Nina Petros says speaking up is difficult.
That takes more courage than people think. To be in such a vulnerable place and build up the courage to actually reach out, and then when you do reach out, nothing is solved, nothing happens, you're told to brush it off. That's not okay.
Roughly 15% of Colorado high school students report being bullied over the past year. Colorado College will require students to be vaccinated before returning in the fall. Fort Lewis College and the University of Denver issued similar mandates. CPR operates KRCC with Colorado College. Colorado Springs, 78 degrees, Denver, 76, Pueblo, 84. This is CPR News.